Welcome back to From Fear to Fun, the podcast where we explore the emotional undercurrents that shape every clinical encounter with children, the ones we see, the ones we miss, and the ones that quietly determine whether a consultation becomes a moment of trust or a moment of fear. Today, we are talking about fear itself, what it does, why it exists, and why it matters so profoundly in pediatric care. Fear has a purpose, a deeply biological, deeply protective purpose. It keeps us safe. Fear makes us observe, keep our distance, withdraw, refuse to interact, all in the name of survival. It is one of the oldest emotional systems we have, designed to ensure adaptive reactions in hostile situations. And in that sense, fear is not the enemy. Fear is the bodyguard. But like a bodyguard, fear can become overprotective. When fear is present, our vigilance narrows. We look onto the threat, real or imagined. We stare at it, we monitor it, we brace for it. And when fear intensifies, our behavioral options shrink to the classic trio: withdraw, freeze, or fight. In that state, we are not open to new information. We are not receptive. We are not curious. We are simply trying to protect ourselves. And there's more. When anxiety rises, cognition drops. We expect negative events, and then we interpret neutral clues as dangerous. We lose the ability to process what others say. Fear keeps us safe, but it also blinds us. For clinicians, this has enormous consequences. If a child is afraid, their world narrows. Their ability to listen, to understand, or to cooperate collapses. And if we want to empower pediatric patients to help them become partners in their own care, we must address that fear directly. But here's the uncomfortable truth. We often don't. We accept children's fear as normal. We shrug it off as unavoidable. And we forget that fear is not a personality trait, it's a reaction to us. And if we don't remove fear, we cannot expect cooperation. Children don't come to us as blank slates. They come with memories. Any earlier experiences of hostile acts, even routine ones, shape their expectations. Being held down for an examination, being restrained for a procedure, being surprised by pain, these moments teach a child one thing: doctors are dangerous. Not because of white coats, not because of scrubs, not because of buildings, children are afraid of doctors. Because doctors have, in their experience, caused pain. And during the first 18 months of life, every child learns a simple association. Going to the doctor means someone will put a needle in my arm. That's not a small memory, that's a foundational one. And it's not easily forgotten or forgiven. So yes, the purpose of fear is to keep us safe. But we pay a significant price for that protection. Fear blocks communication. Fear blocks cooperation. Fear blocks trust. And unless we actively work to reduce fear, we cannot expect children to engage with us, listen to us, or partner with us. Fear may be natural, but it's not inevitable. And it's not untouchable. Understanding fear is the first step toward transforming it. In a nutshell, fear keeps us safe, but it also can keep us stuck. And in pediatric care, the cost of unaddressed fear is enormous. In the next episode, we'll explore what the purpose is of curiosity, the other very strong emotion that we have in any new environment. Until then, let's become aware how we might trigger fear and think about solutions how we might avoid that.